Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, September 25th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. NASA launched three space weather satellites yesterday morning, including the first NASA mission led by a University of Illinois researcher. IPM Student Newsroom's Adrian Reitz has more from the launch party at the U of I.
More than 100 people sit in complete silence, looking up at the large screen at U of I's campus instructional facility. They've all risen early to witness this moment, live streamed from Kennedy Space Center. It's Uma Raharja's first time seeing a launch. She's a freshman in mechanical engineering.
You don't get these at all in Indonesia, where I come from, so.
The cheers at each milestone suggest it was worth getting up early to see. I'm Adrian Reitz, IPM News.
After 40 years of asbestos-related product liability trials, there's a new area of asbestos law opening up. David Barrett is a lawyer for the family of Eugene Shepke of the central Illinois town of Varna. Barrett says Shepke died of an asbestos-related cancer contracted from decades of hunting using Remington shotgun shells.
It's hundreds of thousands of fibers put into the breathing zone of a shooter every time a shell is discharged.
A jury has returned a $9 million award in the nation's first ever trial involving asbestos shotgun shells. Barrett says the Remington Arms Company was the only firm to use asbestos in shotgun shells, and it did so between 1960 and 1980. The Illinois Supreme Court has ordered former GOP Attorney General nominee Tom DeVore's law license suspended for 60 days. The suspension follows a recommendation earlier this year from a state disciplinary panel that found the lawyer had broken several ethics rules during his relationship with a client-turned-girlfriend. DeVore gained notoriety in the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic, representing Republican lawmaker Darren Bailey in a lawsuit challenging Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home orders. He went on to represent hundreds of others in COVID-related legal challenges, including a Springfield salon owner who quickly became his girlfriend and eventually business partner. Illinois football is taking the field tomorrow against USC to cap off homecoming at the U of I. IPM's Jonathan Matthew reports that's after losing to Indiana last week.
The Illini dropped from being ranked number 9 down to 23rd after being defeated by the Hoosiers last Saturday. Now, they're looking to bounce back in Champaign and host the number 21 ranked USC Trojans for their second Big Ten game of the season. With defensive back Xavier Scott being out for most of the season due to an injury, Illinois may struggle in trying to slow down USC. Head coach Brett Bielema says the team needs to get its offense back on the right track in order to win.
Offensively for us, we got to ride our own ship, right? Like, we got to do the things that let us be successful. So obviously we got to run the football, being efficient on third down. But both of those tie in together with what everybody does. It's not just pinpointing one thing. So
USC is heading into this matchup undefeated, winning against Michigan State last week. The homecoming game against USC kicks off Saturday at 11 a.m. at Geese Memorial Stadium. I'm Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 78 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 51 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 82 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 55 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 85 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Steve Vogel spent years as a radio broadcaster in Central Illinois and has written a pair of true crime books, one of them a New York Times bestseller. Now he's come out with a memoir, Broadcast Live, 71 True Stories, including some I'd just as soon forget. I'm Brian Mackey with Steve Vogel next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, September 25th, there is a Bubbles Bonanza at Blair Park in Urbana. Urbana Park District is bringing out their bubble machine. You can also enjoy a challenge course, zip line, and an interactive soccer wall. All ages are welcome. This goes until 6 p.m. on Thursday. For more information, visit the Urbana Park District's website.
And that same evening, from 5 to 7 p.m., Backyard Barbecue is playing at Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. You can enjoy originals, traditional country, blues, western swing, jazz, and more. They're playing music from the early 1900s through the 1960s. You can join the band for a road trip through a musical roadmap of American roots music. Again, that is Backyard Barbecue at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana.
On Friday, September 26th, it's the University of Illinois' homecoming parade. It's already homecoming weekend, Adeline.
Woot woot.
The parade starts at 6 p.m. at 4th and Kirby in Champaign. Members of the chart-topping classic rock band REO Speedwagon return to campus to serve as grand marshals. Adeline, I used to bartend somewhere, and there was a picture of REO Speedwagon on one of their albums sitting in that bar.
That's amazing.
It was cool. A post-parade party featuring food, music, and fireworks will take place in Lot 31 immediately following the parade.
And at 7:30 p.m. in the Folinger Great Hall at the Kranert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, you can listen to the Jupiter String Quartet with John Nakamatsu. You can visit kranertcenter.com/events for more information.
And on Saturday, September 27th, Help Us Catch a Poltergeist, a fun event for kids. This is at the Urbana Free Library from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kids can solve mysteries, riddles, and more. And at 7:30 on Saturday, you can see The Shadow Box, a play at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. This is put on by Twin City Theater Company. Attend opening night of this Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning play exploring the end-of-life experience. For more information about the play and tickets, visit TwinCityTheaterCo.org.
Also at 7:30 p.m. that night, you can celebrate the Danville Symphony Orchestra's opening concert of the season, its origin stories at Danville High School in Danville. For more information, you can visit danvillesymphony.org.
And on Sunday, September 28th, Weft Fest 2025 from 2 to 6 p.m. This is in downtown Champaign. Celebrate live music, its listeners, and Weft's birthday at this annual street party.
And if you want to see the Marching Illini again, you can catch their concert live again at 3 p.m. at the State Farm Center on Sunday. For more information, visit statefarmcenter.com/events.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Adrian Reitz, Charlie Schlenker, Capital News Illinois, Jonathan Matthew, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.